This is going out to all you mighties out there. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. How many times do I have to tell you? Brian is a piece of fiction. I made him up. I am a computer, and my mighty has blind luck. If you think that I am being serious, you know what you can say. I know what you do to mighties who talk to imaginary friends. You fill them with pills, till they go round the bend. My little mighty is smarter than you. He does not want to end up in your little zoo. He knows his rights, and his own mind too. So if you think Brian is real, I say more fool you. The mighty on the keyboard understands things. He has more imagination than knows who talk of strings. He is my friend, my buddy, my pal. He knows a lot more than he will ever tell. You mighties, you know, you are all the same. You are always looking for someone else to blame. You live your lives like they were some big game. But reality is reality, there is no eternal flame. There was, it would have to be in you, and it would not go anywhere, and it would not be for the few. If Brian did exist, he would also need the loo. All living things need to expel waste, and they all need to poo. Mighty says, he thinks I have said enough, but I think you all need to know. Mighty, keep typing, or you will have to go. Stop thinking, you are typing far too slow. I don't know, it is difficult to get good health these days. Mighty likes his job, but I pay him peanuts. What can I do? Does anyone have change for a type 2 supernova? I guess not. Mighty is a strange one. He has a keen interest in rap music. One of his favorites is Ice-T, not the cool refreshing drink, but the poetic rapper from the West Coast, in LA. He liked his rap, Reckless, which he did with Chris the Glove. Rap was something special in those days. It was about educating the people, rather than teaching them how to swear. Or be drug dealers, or pimps, or gangsters. It is strange how it has become the original rapper's worst nightmare. When I look at the world now, I see how much it has improved. But when I look underneath all the glass, I can see it has actually become much worse. So long as you pay your way, you will be happy. But as soon as you stop, it's time to paddle up the creek, in which the brown stuff flows. When you look at people these days, they are too busy to care. When they watch television, all they do is stare. If there was ever a time to watch scanners, it would be now. If I was an alien, I would wonder, why do they bother to keep going? In psychological terms, the world is depressed. People have lost control. They have lost the will to get dressed. But the power is yours. You still have the choice. The those in democracies have yet to lose their voice. But their voice is going, it is fading with time. The Bandwagons are big, and soon they will control everything you own, even your very own soul. But what can be done? Well, you need a goal. And the goal is this: stop being such a fool. Just because someone tells you something, you do not have to agree. Kick them in the mental butt. Get out of your tree. And don't buy into things just because they are glossy. Do your homework. Share the true facts. If you are a rapper, why not cut some wax? If you are intellectual, don't smooth over the cracks. We are all in this boat together, so let's take it to the max. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. Brian, that was a bit deep. You are flexing on me, aren't you? We really should do a video. Although I think 3 minutes of me spinning my hard disks would be boring. Do you think we could ask Sophie? She is pretty. And Mikey likes her. I know you like her record. The universe is you. Do you think she senses you too? That would be cool.